All right, let's find out about tomorrow night. See if it's going to be good for the tree lightings. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Scott Haney, Channel 3 weather.
You know what I have to say? I want to get away. I want to fly away.
Oh, that mean no?
Yeah. We've been enjoying that mix down of just your voice.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a mess. The forecast is messy.
Tomorrow night?
Messy. What time tomorrow night?
I don't know. What time do they do tree lighting? Six?
I think later than that, right? It's going to be dark, right?
Let me ask Anthony.
Let's assume six.
Yeah, six.
It depends on what town you're in.
Sandy Hook.
You might be okay.
You might be.
There's a front moving through. Okay, so in advance of the front, we're going to get a bunch of rain. It's going to rain from like 8 o'clock in the morning until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's steady and heavy. But by 4, it kind of shuts down. So we're going to get a little bit of a lull.
A lull.
But then the actual front moves through between about 5 and 7. So we'll see like a line of scattered showers. So it's not going to be raining in every town tomorrow evening, but there could be some passing showers that move through. So make sure you have an umbrella handy. But I don't think it's going to be as bad as it's going to be tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock.
That's my best prognostication.
Right. You got that wind, too, though, right?
Yeah, you got the wind, too.
Great. We got it all.
The wind is going to be whipping. Very similar to the storm system we just went through, only not quite as potent. The wind shouldn't be gusting in excess of, like, you know, we had a 63-mile-an-hour wind gust in Madison the other day. That's pretty intense.
Ooh.
So we're not expecting that, but the winds could gust to 40 miles an hour, and that could lead to some downed tree limbs, power outages isolated in nature, but not looking like the best day. I got to be honest with you.
So wear your hard hats.
Exactly.
Three, two, one. Ouch!
Right. That's a whole other thing. Let's light a tree in the rain and the wind.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Like to be the King Ralph. Zap.
Yeah. Sunday's terrific.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
So today and Sunday.
Today and Sunday are amazing. Today is beautiful. Too bad you can't have it tonight. I know some towns are like Shelton, I think, is having this tonight. A couple other towns as well.
Can they move it? Be here tonight. Change of plans.
Yeah, be here. Show up 24 hours early. Get here.
Right.
Yeah, you can light it, then turn it off.
This is
and
true.
And just light it tomorrow with less people.
Ooh. Right.
Sky Haney, Channel 3 is on. And a week from today, you'll be driving back from the toy drive, but we're going to broadcast live together.
Yep.
We are going to broadcast live together. I'm very excited about this.
Awesome.
I'll be at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven.
Yes. I'm coordinating something with your people. So they tell me 6:24 in the morning you have a break that's kind of long, a live shot. How long is it?
Yes, I have a break from, I got a pretty good amount of breaks on Friday because I'm not doing the weather. I'm just reporting.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So Greg told me 6:24 because I thought I'd coordinate something with the tribe, get everybody on in one shot on the radio, on television, all at the same time.
Nice.
Ha, ha, ha.
That's not it, though. That's not it.
That's funny.
Ha, 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 ha.
Sounds like you're an asthmatic.
Ha, ha, ha.
Give Miss Puffer. Give Miss Puffer.
Ha, ha.
Mike Puffer. Mike Puffer. Ha, ha. Right. Or eat some too hot.
He's got some.
Ha, ha, ha.
He just ate something that's Ghost burning
pepper.
His mouth.
Yeah.
Molten calzone or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
That's my God. That's so amazing. It sounds like I'm doing it live.
My cat makes the same noise where it goes, before a hairball comes out.
That's fantastic. That's just great. I sound like a vomiting cat.
Just Marshall. It's cool, though. You love Marshall.
And then all you have to do is eat the vomit. And
right after.
Back here,
there you go. Full circle.
Then you're done. You're good. You're good to go.
Done that. Yep.
That's the whole Haney experience.
Yep.
Chaz and AJ.
Like national, too.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're
Hello?
On. Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Do you guys ever do phone taps? Because I really want to phone tap my husband. Phone
no, tap. Yeah. No, that's not us.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we, no. We don't tap anybody. Trust me.
And they're not real. They're not real, by the way. Yeah. They're paid actors because legally you can't do that.
It's called harassment nowadays. Yeah.
No, even if you get permission after.
Everything's right. Like, harassment yeah. nowadays. See, yeah. I wanted him to think I sold his Porsche.
Oh. Yeah. It's,
mm. Why would right. you? Can Thank I you. Can I ask you why you would do that to your husband?
Because he listens to you guys and he thinks that I would never sell his Porsche because I think it's a piece of crap. But he thinks it's like God's blessing.
You know, he's probably listening right now, right? He's called his car a piece of crap. He's like, what?
Oh, he knows. Yeah. He knows. This is not the first time it's come up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Sorry, we don't do that.
Well, she hung up on you.
Yep.
No, I hung up on her.
Oh, good.
There was, right, there was a long pause.
Yes.
So
right.
I waited
what,
for
What do you think? What for... do you think? She's the governor?
Yeah, you know. The governor's coming next week, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, big That's deal.
Pretty good lineup.
That's awesome.
Pretty good lineup. Then I'm going up in a bucket truck.
Yes.
Oh, if, God bless you.
If we, Do you want to go up?
I'm so good.
Wait, I don't understand the answer.
I'm good. I'm good. What
oh,
I'm
you're,
doing?
You're yeah. so good. Okay, like it's like I'm no, good. No way in hell.
If we right. collected a certain amount of money for the toy drive, would you go up?
What time would you go up?
You would go up in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh God, I guess so. If you collected enough money,
how much money?
Yeah, what are you talking about here?
It would have to be like $10,000.
$10,000.
That's a lot.
Because he'll pay $11 not to go up.
Exactly.
He'll outbid himself. I'll cut you a check.
Hold on. Do we have the sound of Scott going up in the bucket truck?
No, AJ.
Hey, Scott, we got the $10,000.
Where'd Scott go? Channel 3 truck leaving with the tire smoking.
Because I think if we I think raising 10 is better than raising 5. So that we raised 5 for me to go up.
Oh, wait a minute.
But I think it would be way cooler to have Scott go up.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a
Here
minute.
We go.
Wait a minute.
Here
wait
we go.
Minute.
Here we go.
The deal making is happening now.
When you want $10,000 worth of toys?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Worth of toys?
Yeah. No, it would be great.
Yeah.
So no, $5,000.
That's my price. $10,000.
Another $10,000. He goes, that's $15,000. You guys go up.
I can just see Dana listening to this conversation and driving in her car going, this is never going to happen.
Yeah, not anymore. She left the roadway. She's in the woods now.
She's yelling at her radio, text Scott. Right. No.
All of a sudden, this lady just drove right into the woods. We heard the old, damn it, Scott! And then,
Stay alive!
Uh-oh.
She won't be able
God,
to hear
awful.
Anyone.
Okay.
Hello?
Dana?
Kev?
Yes.
She knows.
You're on the air right now.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good
what
morning. Scott's on the air, too. He can't. You can't hear him, but he can hear you.
That's the story of our life.
I we're proposing if we raise $10,000, Scott okay. will get in the K&J Tree Service bucket truck and go up 75 feet in the air in the 6 o'clock hour. Are you okay with that?
I am.
She didn't even need to think about it.
You didn't finish the question yeah. yet.
Dana.
Nothing says the holidays like hanging in a bucket truck.
Thank you. We love you. Looks like we're going to have a TV personality going up in the bucket truck.
Wow. A series of people. There goes Scott. Up in air. Don't stand underneath. Now this rain. It's not rain.
So we may have raised $5,000 to put me up in the bucket.
Right.
We didn't.
We're in the process.
We have it pledged, but right. haven't received it.
Right. In the process of receiving the funds, yes.
If someone yesterday did donate that $3,000, That is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gift.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
I have a feeling it was...
Is it Santa?
Part of the bit. It's like, okay, I'm going to make this guy sweat right now. But if we get that money, oh, my God, I want to hug that person.
I think Santa will
deliver. I didn't
get
that feeling talking to him. I talked to him a few times.
Yeah, I think Santa will deliver.
So $5,000. I'll be going up in the K&J...
bucket truck.
Yes. I just think about it and my stomach turns.
You're like, you're that was your brain now, yes.
See, I don't think it's funny if two people go up. I think it's way funnier if Scott goes up.
You don't think that.
I think you're trying to get out of it.
I think so too, Scott.
That, really?
Yeah, no.
I noticed that too.
I think people would rather see Scott Haney go up.
We raise more money. Right.
If two people go up, it's like, all right. When the second person goes up, it's like, okay, whatever.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the same time.
Oh, what? Both in the bucket at once?
Both in the bucket at once.
Wow. A little twofer.
Hey. I can hold your hand.
Nice.
You know. I'll be holding on to you very tight.
Let go of my leg.
I am deathly afraid of heights.
Oh, yeah. Deathly.
Oh, me too. I hate them.
Well, you heard my reaction, so.
Scott, don't wear your best shoes that day.
I'm in the same bucket as you. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Did we play you any of the audio of AJ in the bucket?
You probably heard me at the studio. They can hear me at the studio live. They heard me in Rocky Hill from New Haven.
Hysterical.
Help! 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 Go down! Yep. Go down!
Laugh it up,
go
people.
Down! Laugh it up! Go down! Go down! Go down!
Yep.
We need a new track from you guys.
It had to be awkward for someone just wanting to get their oil changed at McDermott.
Right.
What is going on?
He missed a payment.
Could you imagine?
Is that a customer who complained?
He missed a payment.
Unbelievable.
Miss a payment, you go in the bucket truck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. He never brought the rental back.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Scott, I think if we raise the $10,000, you'll do it.
Of course.
His boss really gave me the green light.
Yes, I'll do it.
You know, I feel that if you do it, this will be a video clip that will live in the Channel 3 archives for every anniversary.
Maybe it'll replace the cat vomit.
In infamy, yes. And everyone down below use an umbrella. Look, we got another storm.
Hysteric. Yes, I'll totally do it. You got to raise the money.
Well, I'm going to make calls to all my rich friends.
Uh-oh.
All right, good. Do it.
He's like, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, do it.
Thanks, right, pal.
I'm never talking to you guys ever again. Guess who said they can't make it next Friday? Oh, I got a cold.
Hysterical.
All right, $10,000.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yes, you are.
Right.
He's just doing his best.
That could be just great.
It could be a lot of things, really.
That whole 6 o'clock hour has become very, very good.
Remember KRP Turkey?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the thing. You know, when you're going up in that bucket and it's moving around, you're just not used to it. No one's used to it. Unless you do that for a living,
yeah.
It's not...
Your first time is scary as hell.
Your brain isn't with you.
Yeah.
It's like, shouldn't be happening.
Right.
It can't be happening.
When all of a sudden objects on the ground are leaving your sight and all you see is blue and everything's going ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk. Yeah, it's a different story.
It's totally. It's frightening and fearful.
Yes.
And worth $10,000.
This is Kyle. Is it Kyle?
It is.
Hey, Kyle.
Kyle with K&J Tree Service. Scott Haney's on the line here. Scott, Kyle, Scott.
Kyle,
nice. Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
You as well.
Good morning.
All right, so we have pledged but not raised the $5,000 to send me up in the bucket truck, so we're going to need the bucket truck next week.
Yes.
And then now we have a new situation on our hands. If we raise $10,000, Scott Haney will go up in the bucket.
Oh, this is getting good.
Oh, God.
He turned into Santa Claus there.
That truck's going to have celebrity prominence. Yeah, this is the bucket he crapped in.
I think we should volunteer Scott to do a Facebook Live from the bucket. So everyone.
I totally will. Are you kidding me? I'll get my money's worth.
Hey, I survived it.
Right. Yeah, you were crouched down.
Oh, yeah. Hey, no one told me I had to stand up.
No, that wasn't part of it.
They just said go up 75 feet.
God. All right, so the truck's going to get some use on Friday morning, hopefully, if we raise the money.
Yes.
I think we have it. I feel very confident.
Me too. And call me next week. Let me know how you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel with heights, Scott?
I hate them.
Oh, boy. That makes three of you.
Yeah, basically, you got two more of me.
Unbelievable.
So make sure those harnesses are in good shape.
Yes.
Could we make it a rule that you're not allowed to squat down in the bucket?
All right. I won't squat. Not for 10,000.
Wow.
I just stand tall.
All right. I will as well.
Right.
Oh, my stomach just flipped.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Me too.
All right, Kyle.
Yep.
Thank you.
Scott, he was ready to say something different, and then you beat him to the punch.
Thank you, Kyle.
Kyle, KJ Tree Service. Scott, I know you got to go do TV. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, we'll see. We'll talk next week.
Okay. Right.
So we're talking about decorating and getting injured while decorating or getting injured by decorations.
Yeah, either or.
Well, yeah. I'm kind of shady in between on that. Can I sneak mine in?
You know, yeah, absolutely.
It's not officially in between that. Well,
1-877-764-2535. AJ, you had one?
Yeah, well, my first cat Mercedes had this thing about the Christmas bulbs, the ornaments on the tree. She used to knock them down all the time.
That's a big cat thing.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, they love it. It's just shiny. It's round. It just says cat. I must murder it. Yeah. So she, apparently, while I was sleeping, she knocked two Christmas balls, but brought them right by the bed.
Gifts for you.
Right where I step out of the bed, put your feet down barefoot.
Oh,
I don't know how she did it, but 1 foot each one, both. I looked like Marv from Home Alone, like, Bob's my feet got so cut. They were the glass ornaments.
The old ones.
Yeah. Yeah, they were the old ones, yes. Yeah.
There's people that do the glass walk. That's a thing.
Yeah, no, I've done the glass walk.
If you're like self-empowered, you can do that.
I've done the glass walk prepared, not just waking up hungover. Yeah, so I stepped on two of them at the same time, barefoot, full body weight. Yeah, cut my feet open.
I guess your cat was kind of busting your balls about that.
That was me, yeah, yeah. Of course, she doesn't know, you know. Just,
right, no, she's bringing daddy a gift.
Right, she was asleep on the bed like, oh, yeah, I forgot I did that.
Oh, that was last night.
She woke up like, what are you yelling about? You just woke me up.
Right, what happened?
I'm like, why are you putting those there? She's like, I don't know.
I think cats and trees is its own thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That should be another subject.
Oh, yeah.
Because cats, we had a cat that when we brought the tree in from outside, if we got out to one of those tree farms, and we put it in, it started to get warm. And also, the cat's going crazy. And I'm like, sniffing, going crazy. I'm like, what's this cat looking at? All of a sudden, shoom, down the hallway, something little furry goes, shoom, the cat goes running up. There was a mouse house inside the Christmas tree. We went to one of those cut-it-yourself places. It's a huge house, and it had like a whole family.
Right.
Next thing you know, there's mice running, and the cat's like, this is great! It's a Christmas miracle!
Yeah,
Merry Christmas!
I want the tree not inhabited by anything.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That happened last year, or a couple years ago with the Rockefeller tree. They had the owl in it still.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody just told me a story. They got a real Christmas tree, and they brought it in their house. And 2 days later, after it warmed up, 1,000 little baby spiders hatched.
No!
Inside, there was a spider house, and I guess it's a certain kind of, when the weather gets warm, that's when they hatch. And it hatched, and all of a sudden, 1,000 spiders. Do you ever see a spider's nest?
You know what happens next? Torch the house.
Right?
Yeah.
That's worse than anything else.
You're
I'd rather have like five snakes than 1,000 spiders.
I'd rather
like
have mice. 1,000 spiders, the house must die.
Because then what do you do? What do you do? You got 1,000 spiders
in your
house.
You're never going to get them all out.
Exactly. Then the couple old spiders get together. They have inbred spiders running around the house. No, I'm good.
And they always say, like, that's the old saying, there's like always within 5 feet of you, there's a spider somewhere. Like, that's a thing. There's really? Actually a statistic that says within 5 feet of you or something like that, there's always a spider. So now you just let out a thousand.
There's any in this building. You're all right, AJ.
I'm just checking. Now, yeah, I got bit by one. I'm good.
Oh, man.
Dave, that's like the worst thing I've ever heard, man.
Yeah.
That's awful. Like, thanks for sharing that.
I am not sleeping tonight. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, but that's true.
I'm going to call you
inspect
tonight.
Inspect your tree.
I'm but still awake, you bastard.
Think how stupid people are. It's like, oh, I'm going to take this tree that's outside. You know that you can't inspect every part of it, and you're bringing it in your house and warming it up and going, oh, everything's going to be fine.
Right.
No, this one was hermetically sealed.
Right.
The cat will be fine.
Right. Also, you find out
there's live stuff in there.
There's a bear hibernating in there. It woke up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right?
Why it was so heavy. Remember, it dented the roof of the car.
It's like an old homeless guy who climbs out.
Right.
Exactly.
Ah, Merry Christmas. Dude, you stink.
Hey, man.
There's always going to be something.
Merry Christmas.
Here, you want some wine?
I'm going to burp a holiday tune for you.
You get Dan Aykroyd from Trading Places.
he pulled the salmon out of his shirt.
I was injured by, the kid of the 70s, Christmas decorations were a lot different. This is before there were regulations about making things safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
the old
so
days.
Christmas lights that you hung on the tree were massive.
The big ones. The big
bulbs. They were big.
Yeah.
They got hot.
They got hot.
You can make a s'more off of those.
And you could smell, after the tree's been on for a couple hours, you could smell the paint.
The paint on the bulb. Because they paint it,
Is that safe?
You could smell the lead paint melting.
Yep. Your whole house, like, what's that smell outside?
And the asbestos-coated wires.
the birds are coughing in the trees.
I'm like 10 years old. Maybe, probably less, like 6. And I... after the tree was on all day, I just grabbed the bulb.
Oh, I could feel that.
Not. I could hear the moisture leaving my fingers.
Like a Mighty Door commercial.
My skin was melted to the bulb.
Your fingerprint is still on that bulb today, right?
I'm still on that bulb. When I pulled my fingers off, the paint from the bulb was meshed in with my melted skin.
Did you hear like the awesome alarms in your head, like in the cartoon? You're right, man.
Could you imagine that today? Like, you couldn't do that. The things we had were, like, ridiculous.
Right. We had those bulbs on my Christmas tree. My mom bought a bunch of these chocolate, ornaments. Like, they were made of chocolate, and they had, like, the tinfoil, and they looked like ornaments. Mom put those in the tree, right? Every one of them melted.
Oh, they're real. It was real legit chocolate.
There was a puddle of chocolate at the Christmas tree. We did the dog poops.
Oh, man.
God, you had diarrhea. Yep, it was chocolate.
But then you were just asking to burn your house down. I mean, let's take this bulb. It's 8,000 degrees. And let's snap it to this dried up tree that you forgot to water for three days.
Right, exactly. A dead tree.
Yep.
And the best is at the end of the season when you go to move the tree after you forgot the water.
Oh, yeah.
And everything.
The whole room got warm.
Right.
Well, the only thing you pull out that door is just the skeleton.
Yeah.
Everything. There's a pile of needles.
Yep, that's
other
it.
Side.
Or somebody slams the door just poof.
All right, the 5 cars most likely to make it to 250,000 miles.
All right.
Here they are.
What you got?
Number 5, the GMC Yukon XL.
Huh.
Yeah, that surprises me.
That's a it's a SUV, I think.
Yeah.
Big one.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Right. Like my
Yukon.
Pickup, like my pickup, only it's a
the
what
name,
do you call it?
The name typically tells you.
Yeah.
Like Prius.
Right.
You know that's not going to be a massive monster truck.
Yukon.
Prius.
Right. Yukon.
Yukon.
Yeah, I drink Jack for breakfast. Yeah. God damn it.
Right.
Yeah. This truck will take down trees if it has to.
Right. You could throw everything in there for your camping trip.
Yeah, I wear flannel in the summertime because of this truck.
Or if you have 5 kids, you could throw in all the stuff that you got to bring around to all the different games.
I grew a beard
all
like,
the stuff.
I grew a beard like a lumberjack, and I'm a chick.
Got my dog, got my kids, got my soccer gear, got my baseball
right.
gear.
Right.
Some other kids, who are you?
That's
get out of
right.
my vehicle.
The other kids.
Yeah, right.
All right, so GMC Yukon.
Okay.
Number 4 on the list of vehicles to most likely make it to 250,000 miles, the Toyota Tundra.
The Tundra.
Tundra. There's
Tundra.
Another name.
Yukon,
or something
Tundra.
Big.
Similar part, yeah.
Right.
The Yukon, the Tundra.
It's interesting, though, because I would think the smaller vehicle, it's like when I see a fat person and a skinny person,
yeah,
I'm like, I would bet on the skinny person to live longer.
My theory on that is the smaller engines run a lot, you know, like they're hotter.
They're straining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
These things were built.
Right. These things are just made to cruise and knock down trees.
Yeah, we're going to make everything bigger and stronger. And yeah,
Tundra, okay. Yukon.
I guess that makes sense.
Right.
Number three, the Chevy Suburban.
It kind of throws that loop there.
Suburban. Isn't that a big one, too?
That's a big one.
Yeah. That's kind of like...
they're all big the circles.
Suburban's been around since like the late 30s.
Really?
Yeah, that name, yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, me Suburban's neither. Been around for a long time, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. That's one like the like a 9-passenger vehicle.
Yeah.
Yep. Have the three
that
rows
must
of
have
seats.
Been the first big one if it was around in the 30s.
Yep. Like, late 30s, I think it was when the Suburban name first came around.
Wow. You looking that up, Phil?
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. 1935.
Holy crap.
Yeah. The first, big, family vehicle.
Yeah, it started as an all-metal body station wagon.
Wow.
Yep.
Suburban. Number two on the top five cars most likely to make it to 250,000 miles or more, the Toyota Land Cruiser.
Land Cruiser.
They're all big ones.
Another name, Land Cruiser. That's
I am
right.
Shocked about that as well.
This will run over old land and cruise over it.
They average about 280,000 miles.
Wow.
That's just nice. To be safe, we better call this the Land Cruiser so, people aren't driving on water.
Right, yeah. Make sure when you get to the water, it's not the Water Cruiser. Stop right there because that will definitely kill all your mileage.
We'll just put it right in the name.
When you go bloop.
Well, I think it suggests, if you find yourself in a place with no roads,
right,
you're fine.
Exactly.
Because this will cruise over land.
This will cruise over land.
All kinds of land.
Exactly. All terrain.
Yeah. You don't need roads.
Right. No, not at all.
This isn't.
Nope. Yeah. You go across a desert in this one.
You want to go there?
Right.
It'll take you there.
The Land Cruiser.
Some people climb Everest. You can drive it.
Right.
You
just drive That's it. Right. Just go right over and go on the other side.
All right. Number one on the list of top five cars most likely to do 250,000 miles or more, the Toyota Sequoia.
Oh, Sequoia.
The Sequoia.
Another ballsy name. Sequoia, the biggest tree ever.
I didn't think it would be all big vehicles. None of these little ones last?
Yeah. I mean, they last. I mean, you'll get like 225 out of like a Honda or something like that. But for the most part, the big vehicles can really take the, especially now.
So if you look at the top five, there's three Toyotas and two GMC products.
Wow. I got to have a GMC.
Yeah, I have a Lexus. My last one, it was an RX 350. I had 192,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And you would not know. It had a lot of life left in it.
It's not uncommon for vehicles to go over twice.
I was gonna keep it. I dropped it off for an oil change at McDermott.
Yeah.
And Rob said, here, take this one as a loaner.
Yeah, borrow this one.
Never brought it back.
They know what they're doing.
I still have it.
Right. Here, just brand new.
There was no
one.
Sale. They weren't trying to do that to me, but they were like, here, take this one home. Yep. And it was.
It's easy to get used to.
It was 2013.
Right. Oh, you said loaner. Right. I thought you said owner.
Oh,
my bad.
Right.
My bad.
Oh, no. They gave me a loaner.
I put the L in front.
They gave me a brand new loaner. The year was 2013. It was like December or whatever. This was a 2014 car. It was brand new.
Yep. Advanced.
I took that home. I put
future.
It in the garage. I'm like, this is not going back.
Nope. You can keep the other one.
Doom, 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 doom. Dave in Hamden.
Good morning. Cars over 250,000.
Yeah.
Chevys all my life, every one of them over 250. My last one, my 02 Silverado, 387,000 miles before it died.
Yeah.
387,000.
Yep.
And when it died, what was the cause of death?
Transmission. Tranny just went. It was on its way out. And I bought that from McDermott. I had an 87 S10 that had 290,000+ miles on it. Fell apart like the Bluesmobile at the end of the Blues Brothers. Literally just fell apart.
You close the door, you just hit the ground.
Yeah, and now I got a 2015 Chevy Equinox pushing the buck 40, so we'll see how she goes.
Nice.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Believe in the Chevy. Chevy's in maintenance.
That's like when you look, if you look at pickup trucks and you see that pickup trucks, like, you know, it's got 115,000 miles, but still got kind of a high price because it's got a lot more to go.
Yeah.
It's got a lot more miles in the tank.
Yeah.
It used to be if a car was like 100,000 miles, like, you know.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nowadays.
Anywhere near 100,000, like, yep. I'm good. Yeah. Because they last to about 100,000.
Right. This one's going to die anytime soon. Yeah. Yep.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Mike and Danbury.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
Good.
Hey, I got a 2004 Chevy Silverado. It's got 270,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Wow.
So
I still drive
right
it
now.
Today. It runs great.
Like a rock.
Yeah, literally like a rock.
Yep.